Sambantu and Nelson Chigwere, following the broadcast of an interview with former Zambia Intelligence Service Director General Xavier Chungum. In a joint statement, the organization said the reported detention without formal charges raises concern about due process, the rule of law and the constitutional freedoms. They have called on the Zambia police to clarify the legal basis for holding the two hosts. The group notes that while police have publicly updated the nation on Mr. Chungu's arrest, there has been leaked to communication regarding the podcast host. They warn that prolonged detention without charge could have a chilling effect on media practitioners. Meanwhile, the organizations have also expressed concern over the Independent Broadcasting Authority's decision to ban a paid-for political campaign song, saying the circumstances surrounding the move risk creating perception of external influence. They have asked the IBA to uphold its independence and stress that as Zambia prepares for the 2026 general election, state institutions must safeguard media freedom, freedom of expression and due processes. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACAE's Executive Director, Aaron Chantha, has called for more sustainable government funding to schools to ensure enhanced operations. Dr. Chantha says many schools are facing logistical challenges, including sanitation problems, and that there is a need for the government to increase funding to learning institutions. He says improved funding will help enhance the smooth operation of schools across the country. Meanwhile, Dr. Chantha has also urged the private sector to complement the government efforts in supporting the education sector.
Especially that the president himself spoke to this matter that beyond December 2023, no child should have been sitting on the floor. But we have seen that in some schools, the crisis of desks is still there. This is very, very, very sad on the part of quality education. You can't expect a child who is sitting there on the floor to concentrate. And we think that the problem has been over-dependence on CDF.
National Democratic Congress NDC leader Savoy Imbuela has described a high court petition seeking the disqualification of independent candidates allegedly linked to political parties as outrageous. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Ms. Imbuela has reacted to the petition filed by the governance expert Isaac Mwanza and the consortium of civil society seeking to disqualify Gary Nkombo and 100 other candidates who have filed in as independents. Ms. Imbuela has accused the ruling party as being the mastermind and using the petition as a strategy of targeting independent candidates, claiming that the petition is aimed at removing them from the ballot after they failed to secure adoption by political parties.
And foremost, it's very outrageous. It's very outrageous for him to do that, you know, because people have got a constitutional right to stand as independent, you know. So at the end of the day, this thing of trying to take away people from the ballot paper, I think for me, it's a UPND strategy. They tried to stop people from standing independent, and when they finally stood, they want to go, they have followed them to ensure that they don't stand. So for me, all this is more than Isaac Mwanza. They're just a UPND that hates democracy, and the drivers are that we're in a ruling party that hates democracy like this.
The Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia President Victor Kalesha has renewed calls for the government to balance its engagement between large-scale and small-scale players in the mining sector. Reflecting on the UPND administration's performance since 2021, Mr. Kalesha said not enough has been done to unlock the potential of the small-scale and gemstone mining. He notes that the government focus has remained largely on large foreign-dominated operations, while the local small-scale sector, which employs more Zambians, continue to struggle. Mr. Kalesha has acknowledged the creation of a small-scale mining department at the Ministry of Mines as a positive step, but says its impact is yet to be felt on the ground.
Will this benefit the artisanal small-scale miners, or it is just something that is on paper to show that government has issued licenses, but this is an appreciative move. It is welcome to us as an association, but also we have seen that concentration has been on the gold sector, yet we have the gemstones, small-scale mining sector, and even the best methods, small-scale mining sector. We want to see the trickle-down effects being also to these sectors that we feel should be able to be awakened from sleeping, from the slumber. So we want the sleeping giant in gemstone sector to be awakened.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA has warned members of the public against using illegal border routes to evade customs duty. ZRA Senior Corporate Affairs Officer Robert Zawe says the authority has enhanced its surveillance on scanning technology to detect tax evasion and smuggling activities. Mr. Zawe has urged citizens and businesses to remain compliant and avoid evading their tax obligations. He notes that ZRA is now using drones and advanced monitoring systems to strengthen border surveillance and improve enforcement.
Your tax clearance certificate, that gives you the passport to continue to be in business and continue winning businesses. So people should come forward. Those that are into import and export, don't use Zalewa. Start using a bush road. You know, we are able to scan, you know, technology. We use drones. You can't run away from us. We don't want to reach that level where we start chasing after each other.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
The parliament in Ghana has approved a new bill criminalizing homosexuality and the promotion of LGBTQ plus activities. Identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender or queer can be punished by up to 3 years imprisonment. The bill also introduces a duty to report prohibited acts to police. Religious leaders have pressured President John Dramani Mahama, who still needs to ratify the legislation, to strengthen anti-gay laws since he came to power last year. The ban has been sharply criticized by the international organizations, including Human Rights Watch, which said it placed LGBTQ people's lives at risk while also encouraging citizens to surveil and denounce one another. For more on this and other international stories, we monitor the BBC.
The head of the World Health Organization has arrived in the northeastern province of Ituri in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the epicenter of a deadly Ebola outbreak. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is there to see for himself the challenge being faced in containing the virus. The United States, Britain and Australia have announced they're working together to develop undersea drones. They will comprise both sensors and weapons. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said the US is more than capable of restarting the war with Iran. He was speaking after President Trump met his advisers to decide whether to extend the current ceasefire. No decision has been announced. Russia is stepping up its pressure on the Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan ahead of general elections next weekend, which pit him against mainly pro-Russian opposition parties. Moscow has recalled its ambassador for consultations over Armenia's growing ties with the European Union. The Brenner Pass, one of the main road links between northern and southern Europe, has been closed ahead of a planned protest against huge increases in traffic along it. The number of freight vehicles using the road has grown 40% since 2010. Scientists have trialled a test that can distinguish between breast cancer patients who need chemotherapy and those who do not. The results suggest millions of women could safely avoid chemotherapy, sparing them its toxic side effects. Rescuers in Laos have pulled 4 more people from a flooded cave complex where they'd become trapped. Another was freed yesterday. 2 people are still missing.
Now the Millennium Radio Sports News.
The Zambia 17 girls national team head coach Caro Kanyamba has downplayed her side's 5-goal advantage at the head of the final round return leg of the FIFA Under 17 Women's World Cup qualifier in the Democratic Republic of Congo, saying the team remains fully focused on the task ahead. Speaking ahead of the decisive match, Kanyamba said every game must be treated differently, stressing that the emphatic home result should not distract the team from the challenge in front of them. She described the first leg victory as water under the bridge.
Every game is different. So even as we are heading into this game, it will be a different game altogether. The game that we played